Thanks for joining us. Today I am speaking with Dan Brady, who is the CEO of the Red Cape Group. Dan, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Tom.
Now, you're in a very interesting business because you own a portfolio of pubs, about 32 on the east coast of Australia. You've got an interesting geographical reach. Tell us a little bit more about the business.
Well, it's 32 pubs, and they are pubs. We own the business and the land, and that's an important point. We're over Queensland and New South Wales. That's sort of over the last number of years, that's where we've decided to own our portfolio. We're predominantly in western suburbs Sydney, and we're very proud of the fact that we're in and around communities where they're vibrant and they're growing, and it's a real growth corridor of the economy. So we're happy to be there. Infrastructure spending's large there. We own properties on train lines, and we serve beer, food, retail liquor, and gaming. And we're a real conduit to the communities.
So you hark on a very important point there, that Western Sydney is arguably the crucible for population growth in Australia at the moment. How closely linked are those two outcomes, you buying pubs there and that population growth?
Well, we see it as being a really vibrant part of the Sydney geographic area. We've strategically bought hotels that sit very close to community centres, if you like. We do own the land, and that's an important part. We do see the ability for us to have future alternate use around car parks and those sorts of things, where we can develop the properties out beyond just the hotel operations. And we're certainly from a platform perspective, we're an operating business that has a tremendous technology platform. We're very close to our customers. We know who they are. We market to them and really try and create bespoke experiences for our customers in those communities. And from a platform perspective, at the back end, we're really agnostic across our venues from the top of Queensland through to the South Coast and New South Wales. We operate them identically in the back end. At the front end, though, it's bespoke experiences for those communities in those areas.
You hinted at the need to use capital quite efficiently, so that would have been an important part of you listing on the ASX, which you only did in November of last year.
Yeah, in listing last year, we're obviously elated to get to our full year result, throwing the sort of 8% yield that we are in this market with distributions that we're making quarterly is attractive to our investor base. And being listed indexed in 300 earlier this year was another pleasing thing that happened throughout the period. Deployment of capital is something that is a great feature of this portfolio. We've got the ability to deploy capital and reach returns of north of 20% on that deployment. So we have a long history with these assets. I've been with these assets for 15 years, and we've run out a program last year in F19 of around $25 million in growth capex. We've got another program running out in this F20 year, and we have a five-year pipeline where we can deploy out capital, those sorts of returns. So it's an attractive profile.
That's quite an extraordinary return on capital that you talk about there. What's at the heart of it?
Well, it's really cornerstone of it is actually owning your property, so that you're able to adapt to changing customer preferences and changing needs within communities, so that you're really honing your offer and honing your property to what people are seeking and what they're after. And in doing that, you encapsulate more and you grow the pool of customer and grow the customer base, and that really then drives that return. So we have those opportunities, and as a vehicle that last year we bought six pubs and we sold one pub, we also will do that as well in terms of growing the portfolio, and that would be our ambition. To that end, acquisitions are a key part of it. Likewise, divestments. So it's really the prudent use of capital to say, have we achieved the greatest amount of growth out of a property. If we have, we'll look to divest it.
Yep.
Can we go and apply that capital to a new acquisition and get great returns out of that acquisition there?
Well, just looking at the full year results, revenue was up 17%. Your underlying earnings were up by around 21%. Mm. That's a pretty good outcome in the first year of listing. You must be pleased with that.
Look, we were pleased with that. The thing we're very pleased about is that in the market where really consumer-facing businesses in F19 had some pretty wavering results, our like-for-like growth was 3.3%.
Yep.
And we think that was a tremendous result given the circumstance of the year. As the year has progressed, we're seeing stronger consumer sentiment, and certainly the business is performing at north of CPI, and that's what we've guided to in our outlook.
Dan, it's been really good talking to you. We look forward to more conversations like this. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.